Chapter 15. A Police State. Our acceptance of all these deadly products is enforced by draconian measures of surveillance and punishment. Life in the emerging police state of the American Republic ranges from the manifestly ridiculous to the deadly. Whether it's the working mother arrested for letting her 9-year-old play unsupervised at a playground, the teenager forced to have his genitals photographed by police, the underage burglar sentenced to 23 years for shooting a retired police dog, or the 43-year-old man who died of a heart attack after being put in a chokehold by NYPD officers, allegedly over the sale of untaxed cigarettes, the theater of the absurd that passes for life in the American police state grows more tragic and incomprehensible by the day. Comments John W. Whitehead, founder of the Civil Liberties Watch Group, the Rutherford Institute. Journalist Chris Hedges is an activist Presbyterian minister and best-selling author of several books, as well as a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award for Nonfiction, senior fellow at New York City's Nation Institute, and columnist for the websites Truth Dig and Op-Ed News. He noted that the fall of the Soviet Union left America without a competing superpower, which threatened to delegitimize its massive spending on war and state security, today totaling more than 50% of the national budget. Currently, it is a group of Islamic radicals who have taken the place of the old communist bloc. The fear and the psychosis of permanent war continue, while the war on terrorism has created new and more complicated demands on our intelligence agencies. Our illegal and disastrous occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and our indiscriminate bombing of other countries, along with the war crimes Israel is carrying out against the Palestinian people, are driving people in the Muslim world into the arms of these militant groups. We are the most hated nation on earth, wrote Hedges. At the same time, globalization, our corporate policy of creating a worldwide neo-feudalism of masters and serfs, means we must spy on citizens to prevent agitation and revolt. After all, if you are a worker, things are only going to get worse. To quash competitors of American companies, we spy on corporations in Brazil, including Brazil's biggest oil company, Petrobras, and on corporations in Germany and France. We also steal information from the leaders of many countries, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose personal cell phone we tapped. However, Ms. Merkel, who grew up in East Germany, should not, as she has done, accuse us of being the Stasi. We are much more efficient than the Stasi was. We spied successfully on UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in addition to Pope Francis, and the conclave that elected him last March. Senior UN officials and Roman Catholic cardinals are highly susceptible to recruitment by Al-Qaeda. Threats to the nation raised new legal and policy questions, which fortunately our courts, abject tools of the corporate state, solved by making lawful everything from torture to wholesale surveillance. Today, along with being accused of trying to play policeman to the world, U.S. rulers clearly appear to be attempting to turn the United States Republic into an Orwellian police state, and such a state begins with ubiquitous spying on its own citizens.